Shalom Aleichem, Mishpachat, Todd and Tamara here with Paradigm Shift, and thank you again so much for joining us today. As always, we want to give all glory, thanksgiving, honor, and praise, and everything in and of ourselves to the Father of our forefathers, Yahuwah El, who sits in the heaven of heavens, with our King, Yahushua HaMashiach, sitting at his right hand, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool.
Protect me like the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. We're choosing to pray for Yah's protection because we're going to go on to Worlds in Collision by Velikovsky today. And the truth is, this earth has had a lot of catastrophic things go on, and we need his protection. And the way to get his protection is what do what he asks us to do, which is get our heart matters cleaned up and straightened out and then keep them in line.
So our fears don't make our hearts explode and fail us when these things come to pass on the earth that are so dang scary every single day, you know, down here on planet Earth, looking around at the totalitarian state that is the New World Order that's closing its grip and its bleeding, salivating jaws and teeth, very sharp, pointy teeth on the throats and necks and of all the people on the earth. We've got an alien invasion coming up from the south in the United States, and we've got wars and rumors of wars all over the world with the Ukraine and the propaganda on airplanes disappearing every other week now. And, oh, it's Russia. Putin did it. He pushed the button himself. I mean, when are we going to stop believing these things, Ms. Bokai? We got to get our mind and our spirits and our hearts up to higher and greater things, to things that they have buried, the masters right of manipulation, the Illuminati mass-controlled media that is presented to you by five corporations that control 90% of the media in the United States and approximately 70% globally. That's all newspapers, radio, TV, everything presented to everyone in the world. They are being fed the same lines of junk and fear to direct you into the next war, War 3, so they can get Christianity, Islam, and Judaism to annihilate one another.
And that's right, so that the Luciferian religion can then be brought forward and everybody will welcome it. And that's the same, those are the same corporations that sell you everything and put up all your storefronts and give you all your restaurants. So as you're walking down the street, it's a
GMOs.
Thoroughly constructed matrix from everything you watch on TV, everything at the movie theater, every music,
schools,
all the music that comes into you, all of your education, even at your doctor's offices, in your grocery stores, in your malls, everything is carefully constructed around you to keep you in a certain place. And that's why we are always looking to shift our paradigms. Every day we're looking to see what part of our paradigm does Abba want to shift. So paradigm shifting should be paramount in your life, because they right now have you captured. You are a slave. And part of that paradigm shift is all of the stuff going on the Earth witness. It's not just wars and rumors of wars and what the New World Order is doing. Our Earth is really changing.
It testifies. According to our Abba's word, the Earth and the heavens testify against us. And it's our actions and filling this earth with violence because we have rejected his Torah, the way our Messiah walked out, Yahushua HaMashiach, on this earth, and the way the entire universe and all of creation is ruled by a curse or a blessing each and every day. You got to get it through your heads, Mishpachah. And it ain't about whether you got a Christian cross or you've got a Hanukkah to be a Jew, or you're an Islamist, Buddhist, or whatever, and battling over these things. These are resentments and heartbroken matters that ignore the fact that the Torah...
The walk is crooked.
All those walks are crooked, and all the religions of man have been made up because of our own crookedness and our resentments through the centuries against one another. The evil satanic elite, banker kings and sorcery kings and queens of this earth rule and reign us with this knowledge that they have buried. They have buried the truth of how the heavens and earth actually operate and what the witness of the ancients of the past are that would testify completely and wholeheartedly to the absolute truth of the Torah and the way that our Yeshua HaMashiach walked out the living Torah on this earth.
That's right. So the scripture quote in the Brit Chadashah, the New Testament, it says that people will be judged by their works. And what are the works? What is that in context with? And I don't have it in front of me, but I'm having the memory of it right now, is that it actually says in the scriptures that those who do not have the knowledge of Torah, but walk according to the understanding of Torah, those shall enter the kingdom of heaven, the gates of heaven. Well, and that might have been the last part, I'm not sure where that is. But yes, so the bottom line is what's very clear in the New Testament that the apostles that Abba chose, that Yahshua chose, what they walked and taught is not that you get into the kingdom of heaven because your menorah is straight and lit and oiled and polished and your tzitzits are this length and you're doing your Shabbat this way and all these trappings. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were thoroughly condemned by Yahshua. It is not the entrapments of religion that get us into the kingdom. It is how we treat each other. It is how we walk out. Reproof, admonishment, discipline, the joy of those things, discretion, prudence, testimony and witness, and judging. How do we judge? How do we discern between what is good and what is evil? That is the walk and the understanding that the apostles are trying to tell us about regarding Torah, and that Yahshua walked out. It was not about the physical entrapment.
Mm-hmm. How he lived it out. Torah is our measuring rod of our hearts. It is the data programming of this computer body, electrochemical body, bag of water that our souls operate like a ghost. And Yahushua HaMashiach, and I just want to throw in the Christians as well, you don't think you're off the hook. I know you believe that. You want to believe that because of the fears of your own heart. You want to sit there in your lazy boy with your ascension robes on and your iced tea or your beer in your hand and watch all this stuff go down on TV because you're going to get to escape it. That's a big, fat, satanic lie to put you into a malaise. So now that you're at the point to where you won't even stand up for your own Christian brothers, whom you must believe by your own actions, by doing nothing about it, they are being slaughtered all over this planet. It's being put in your face on a daily basis, and you're saying, go get them, USA. Well, that's exactly what you've been programmed to do, is to sit on your butt with your consent being given through fear, allowing this demonic, satanic organization that's headed up by the current executive officer called Barack Lightning Obama, whom nobody knows where he comes from or what his history is or anything like that, but it doesn't matter.
The least transparent president in history. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We'll just vote them in. Or I'll tell you what, next time they'll throw up probably Bush or Clinton, one of the other
Hillary.
Two royal bloodlines. They're all related, going back to these royals of the Dark Ages and out of Europe that we've been brought into this age of enlightenment where we think we're such smarty pants.
Okay, so let's give some witnesses. We have two more testimonies that came in via the emails. And please, understand, we want you to give witness to what you see. Are you awake? Are you aware? Are you looking around? Are you noticing what is going on in your life around you? If you are, please send us in your testimonies because we are going to read them on air so that other people recognize that it is not a crazy, loopy, loony thing to do to pay attention. It is a good, profound witness that can actually change lives. So
you've been brainwashed to stay exactly where you're at. The cell towers, the Gwen towers, the TV frequencies, the GMO foods, the medications, they're testing you and the population right now with everything, every step they take further in taking everything away from you.
Sleep.
They're testing to see how well their programs have worked.
Yep.
And how well these foods and all these chemicals and poisons are going to keep you asleep.
That's
and keep
right.
you living, but with living up lobotomies.
Yes.
You've been lobotomized. That's why they call you zombies. That's why you see that type of entertainment in the... And I wouldn't call it entertainment. I would call it murderous, satanic religion in the entertainment industries, in the movies and all
that's
that.
That's why people enjoy watching that, yes. That's so,
right.
Shake off your lobotomies.
Quit
start paying
death.
Attention. Quit loving death. And send us in your testimony so you can help somebody else. And when the website gets up, we're going to post these testimonies when the website gets up so that people can see that there are regular average Joes out there who are paying attention and are not lobotomized. Okay, so here we have from Eastern Ontario, Canada. The veggies are stagnant. They won't grow. Unripe fruits are falling off the vines. At least potatoes, carrots, beans, beets, onions, spinach, and Swiss chard. Those are what are growing well. And if anybody out there looks around the supermarket, there's way more that you could be growing. So those are very few amount. And then what she said she's most disturbed by is that birds are already gathering together to move on in the middle of July. It's months early. We're watching that here with goats in rut. And there were some other things we were
watching. A month in rut, a month early. They did this last year too. Then it started, that actually started happening with our goats about 3 years ago. We started seeing weird anomalies in there in the time that they come into season.
And then yesterday, this was a while back, but they had 17 degrees Celsius and windy. What a summer. I'm so glad I can supplement with wild foods. The last thing that she's going to try is a sumac lemonade that's high in vitamin C, just in time when lemons are going to cost $2, and by next year, only the rich can afford them. So you can see how your food prices are skyrocketing and getting further and further out of your reach. And then trying to grow things is getting more and more limited. It's going to get harder and harder to get food. Okay, so here's another witness from Montana. We did not have a garden this year at all because it did so poorly last season. And we have had that same experience. However, we have definitely noticed that the atmosphere has changed considerably. The sun is blistering, just as the last woman said that we read on air to you guys, and does give a tingling sensation mm-hmm. when in it for just a couple of minutes.
Yes, especially on bare skin.
Yeah,
we're out doing chores this morning, experiencing that this morning.
Mm-hmm. We have been telling anyone that will listen about Agenda 21 and the elite's plan for the world and about the chemtrails. They always say, we never noticed. This is remarkable. Well, it is. You know, it's amazing how little people actually look up. They are so trained to look down in a programmed, focused state that they don't look up. Because if you start looking up, all you can see are chemtrails most of the time. It is a rare day when your sky is not crisscrossed with their facade of contrails. What a lie.
A con.
It's a con.
Deborah Tavares, she's a great woman. StopTheCrimes.net. She's done a lot of investigation on this. She was back on Dr. Deagle's NutriMedical Report on GCN last night, the first hour. I'm probably going to put that up on the Hebrew Nation website for Paradigm Shifts Presents, so you can take a listen to that. It's highly important. It talks about all the nanotechnology and the Gwen Towers and the frequencies and the cell technology and the whole combined idea. They also have trained you through the RAND Corporation, who developed the Delphi technique, which is a technique that you use in all your corporate boardrooms, all your county meetings, your state offices, your POA meetings. We've all been Delphied, and Delphied is where you only get a couple of minutes to speak, and there's already an outcome that's already decided by the board or the group that's sitting above you. And what people do not understand is you are being ruled by an executive officer, because the United States of America has been taken over and usurped as a corporation. Uniform commercial code, and then you have the Constitution. So they talk the Constitution in the media, keep the programming going, keep you happy and cheering for the red, white, and blue, while they destroy your entire nation with the orders and the laws they actually run the nation by in the courts and at your meetings. And you participate in it because you think, oh, well, these smarter people made up these techniques, and this is how we're going to run things.
Okay, so to finish off the witness. We have had folks from California stop by and say how devastated their alfalfa fields are, and they're going to move from California. But what the truth is everywhere. It seems as though Yah has had us at the right place at the right time to hear conversations, whether in the hardware store or the grocery, complaining about their garden. So here are some people who are actually listening as they're walking through their day, and they're actually
They might
hearing.
Even talk to other people when they're in the grocery store. You know, maybe the clerk, they might even look at them or acknowledge the clerk when you're checking out at a store somewhere. You know, it's really a strange thing. And when we talk to people, they don't really know what to do anymore.
And so they're noticing, they're hearing that other people are having the problems with their gardens also. And then they also said many of the national parks are being closed here. Our daughter from Florida came to visit, and we had a very difficult time finding a place to camp because of the closures. I wonder what sometimes what they're trying to hide in these mountains. This is just a few things that we're experiencing here in Montana. And as another sister said, they are putting military all over these mountains. That's what they're trying to hide.
You got to get ready for the collapse with the invasion coming in from the south. You got 300,000 people a month, and they're going to ratchet up to 1 million a month. And then also there's going to be plagues and diseases released. And then they're going to use the UN and NATO troops, just like Henry Kissinger said, that the Americans would kick them out back in the day when he said it. But in the days to come, they'll welcome the New World Order and the UN troops and the NATO troops with a roaring applause and open arms because of the things that they are manufacturing right before your eyes and most people care nothing about. And we know we're speaking to the choir for most of our people out there, but we also know we're also speaking out over the radio to where by chance, someone may come across, just that maybe one more soul may become awakened and begin to search out everything for yourself. Become responsible for your own soul. Because the scriptures bluntly tell us, if we don't possess us, we must possess our own souls, or something else will. So what we have is a demonic invasion through the veil coming into people because of the consent and the breaking of the laws that of the Torah creation that Abba made, the Torah physics of the universe.
Okay, so if you want to get the newsletter, we are successfully sending it out now. Our Down Under team is doing a tremendous job on the website, and they are getting that newsletter out. And so if you're not getting it and you had been put on it, you have to check your spam and stuff, see what's going on, allow the email to come through. But if you would like to get it, you can contact us at paradigmshift@hisplan.net. You can request the newsletter from there or send us questions or anything you've got going on. Or Todd or Tamara at HebrewNation.net is also still an email that you can reach us at. So, go ahead. If you have questions, subscriptions, looking for reports, whatever. But that newsletter goes out once a week, and it literally is loaded with headlines. And I think we have some headlines for today regarding the witness and the earth changes, right? You wanted to read a couple of headlines.
Oh, sure. And then this is going to be part 11 of Worlds in Collision when we finally
get there. Do you want me to start reading, or do you want to get
to
the headlines?
No, I want to get some of these to put more emphasis on this. Good. And we'll get into part 11, I'm sure, in this next show. We'll get into this one a little bit. But here's a few of the headlines that are going to be on this week, and of course this week's not over.
And it's proving the world witness, which is why we're reading Velikovsky, because Velikovsky proves via all kinds of cultures across the globe that world catastrophe did come, and it came from the heavens.
Then you can really understand what the prophets of the scriptures were talking about.
Yes.
And what was going on at the time, and the pressures that were going on to the peoples of the time.
Gives you a good dose of reality.
Hallelujah. Our heavens and earth have not been the same for billions and billions of years. Just like everything else is, you've been taught, it's a
lie.
It's a lie.
Thank you.
Okay, so first headline here. Officials in U.S. report very rare mutations in Pacific sea life.
Sounds great.
Yeah, never seen anything like this before. Can anybody say Fukushima? Or how about 2,500, 3,000 nuclear bomb tests since the 40s by Russia and the United States and other nations? You know, cancer rates went through the roof by 10,000 percentile since then. Earthquake risk rising in central U.S., where many people are unprepared. The 10 plagues that are hitting America right now. Typhoon, I love it the way they name things. Ramusen kills over. He was a bloody ancient tyrant.
You think my Rasmussen? True.
Well,
this
it's
is Ramusen. Anyway, it's called Ramusen.
Typhoon Ramusen kills over 100 in China and the Philippines. Why? In the next one, why is Walmart preparing for a major earthquake on the New Madrid Fault? The next one, California's worst drought in decades has left land unfit for farming.
Oh, we just heard that, right? The people with the alfalfa crops, they're leaving.
There you go. Well, they're running out of all their water. You know, Lake Mead, Lake Powell, they're all dropping in way below their historical ever, holding capacities.
And the truth is if you're eating foods out of California anyway, and Oregon, Washington, but California, you're probably safer there than you are Oregon, Washington, because they aren't getting rain, so therefore there's not as much Fukushima falling on the crops.
That's true.
We just read and measured some of the with our nuclear radiation detector, some of the grapes that came in from California, and we were able to get a low reading. But when I soaked them, they exploded. they
sucking up the water because
yep,
they're growing in such dry conditions.
Yep.
And you know, and they're not very sweet at all because of
no,
it.
No, there's like no flavor.
Oklahoma is increasing earthquakes. So far this year, the state has experienced 2,300 earthquakes. You know, that's a real pop. You know, you've always known that all your life, right? Mishpokai out there, anyone who's older than like the age of two, Oklahoma doesn't have earthquakes or didn't used to. Next one, Iowa, extreme heat will stress crops.
What about the Antarctica?
No, going with that. Risk of earthquake increased for one third of U.S. ABC News.
Here's earthquakes in various places.
Mm-hmm. Massive Washington wildfire, only 16% contained. Largest wildfire in state history.
Yeah, they're seeing the smoke over in Montana. That was what one of the witnesses
we've experienced that before. Fires that were in California, they come and blow over us all the way here in Colorado.
Yep.
Oregon State investigating Willamette River fish die-off in Lane County. Thousands and thousands of fish wash up on the shore. California, thousands of dead fish found at
Manresa Beach
in
Aptos,
NBC.
Looks like Bay Area. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Government reports big decline in Alaska caribou. Mortality very high after Fukushima releases began. Low survival rate for calves also. And I can't read the rest of the headlines deal. So that ends just the Earth headlines, the Earth Witness. There's many other categories on each week that we put up for covering Earth, religion, war and chaos, law, heavens,
and do we have
ancient powers and principalities, science and tech, and medical, economics and control of the belly, entertainment, predictive programming, and demonic invasion, insanity. And the last one is must read, listen, and or watch this week.
So those are the headlines that he...
categories.
Yeah, the categories that the headlines go underneath. And then there is a very good website, and I don't know if it's on, I don't think we have a permanent link to it yet, but it's a very good website showing all the animal deaths going on across the world that these people are actually writing every time. And it's crazy. When you read that, you will get another dose of reality. This stuff is not just something that has been going on forever and ever. Our Earth is screaming out to us about the wickedness in our hearts.
Yeah, earthquakes are out of control. Volcanoes are out of control. The sun is just almost totally dead, quiet. Got big coronal holes that swing around and cause more and more earthquakes. They heat up the core, cause more volcanoes. Our magnetic field our shields are down, Captain. You know, low power, you know, you have to quit pushing the dilithium crystals. You know, I mean, that's what's going on with this planet. And they have made sure that we don't understand the connection between the understanding in our own brains with what we witness on an everyday basis. And we have no trust in ourselves because we're always supposed to turn our will and our consent over to the so-called experts where they give themselves, they create all these foundations, all these award ceremonies and education, entertainment. They are the ones who create the Academy Awards or the Pulitzer Prize.
Or the Grammy.
And that's their group.
Yeah.
If you're in the group, then you'll get to be considered for one of those prizes or something. And if you do what they want, you get those prizes. And
that's
then
right.
they write the history and present it to you as if that this was the truth about history and everything. You know, just like they're teaching this in global warming and in the schools. It's the exact opposite of what the ancient witnesses in our scriptures tell us throughout all of history about the changes that occur with the sun, moon, planet, and stars, and our scriptures, most importantly, out of any other word ever written on the planet, the Torah, and all the prophets, and Yeshua, it all witnesses to the effects of our own hearts when we get resentments between one another. That is the very simple basis for the destruction of everything. One-on-one, each and every day, taking our thoughts captive, understanding why we do the things we do, what drives us, what fears those are. He did not give us a spirit of fear to be driven by. That's why they injure us as much as possible throughout culture and society, and they teach us little to nothing and make sure we have, covetous, infighting, sick, pedophilic, sexualized propaganda schools that we send our kids to.
Okay,
and pay the money for it.
And this joke about what's going on with global warming is they're not showing us that or teaching anybody that it's going on all these other planets too. It is not just Earth that is heating up. The other planets are moving, wobbling, twisting, heating, storms, cooling. All kinds of crazy stuff is going out in the universe, but you don't hear a word about that unless you do the research yourself. And the other thing I want to say is the reason why all this is allowed to go on is because People are walking around using the term shalom so lightly. Shalom, shalom. Would you even know what it means? Shalom.
Use the word peace.
The sheen means to destroy with authority, lamed, the chaos slash evil, the mem. You have got to, it's an active word, it's a verb. You've got to go and destroy with authority the chaos, the evil in your midst, right down to what's going on in your very household, between you and your husband, you and your kids, you and your wife, you and your grandma,
whatever. That's the place
whatever.
To start, period, right in your own heart, period, period, period. The sword should be turned inward to be a measure and to be a rightful, right ruling of our own hearts. So keep looking up, Mish Pukah. We'll go to part 11 of Worlds in Collision on the next show. Hallelujah.
You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.